You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was a text from a good friend of mine, a friend of yours, Austin, our guy Joe Smeltzer, who said a little bit over an hour and a half ago, whether it's a good move or bad move, we would have never seen things like this before Omar Khan. And that is 1,000% true. If you're just joining us, Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan, in for Pomp and Joe. The Steelers and Dolphins have executed the most stunning trade in Pittsburgh Steelers history. The full details of said trade: the Steelers are receiving Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith, as well as a seventh round pick in 2027, in exchange for Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 pick in round five. Getting your reaction at 412-928-9370. Brian Batko will join us in just about 20 minutes' time. Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show, he put out there about 5 minutes ago on Twitter, quote, "What I have been told is the Steelers view Jonnu Smith as a tight end, a slot receiver, and a fullback, and they will use him in a very hybrid way in Arthur Smith's offense. And they see Jalen Ramsey as an outside corner, slot corner, and he can maybe take some snaps at safety." That first part there, Austin, especially when they include fullback in it, that does not make me feel warm and fuzzy inside if I'm Connor Hayward.
Not at all. But Jonnu Smith is a fullback. What?
I mean, you're also going to see fullbacks used, I feel, so rarely that, I don't know. Like, they could say that, and then the dude could play one snap at fullback next season, and they'll use a way to justify it. I have also reached out to another Steelers tight end, the man that joined me on our latest episode of Breaking Bread,
Pat Fryermuth. Congratulations on all your success.
And his response: I'm pumped on the acquisition of Jonnu Smith. I mean, I think it gives them a lot of creativity to do a lot of different things in this offense. I think that, and now I'm going to say this, and it has no bearing on the guy's activities outside of football, solely on what he did on the football field, but this could be sort of an Aldi brand, a light version, if the Steelers want to try it of what the Patriots did 10 to 15 years ago with Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez when they ran the most effective two tight end set in the modern game. That could be what they try here because they can move around Jonnu Smith. They can really move around Freiermuth too if they want to. And you have Darnell Washington that could always be in there as an extra blocker because we know that is the part of the game where he excels the most. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. We have Kevin in the north side. What's going on, Kevin?
Tony Football, how you doing today, my man?
Good. What do you got for me?
Not so much on the football side because sort of old school on that. I think they moved to more of a touch football league, but I think it's a mistake going hard on defense because it's a more offensive-based league now. And I think we should have just tanked. And I think we will with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's going to make us that much better like a lot of people do. But I think there'll be an average, maybe a little above average.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to cut you off there, Kevin, but there are a few other calls to get to there. I get the frustration there could be by going all in on defense because that just it's just another sign that this defense has to be good. And we have that fear, we have that PTSD of what they have done in recent playoff games. But the Jonnu Smith acquisition, I mean, you're at least coming in here and, you know, you're adding to your offense, you're adding a target. Is it a wide receiver, like an actual outside wide receiver? No, but you are adding somebody. Time is 12:15. It's time to make that call to Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. And what do you know? We do have Steelers correspondent Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show on the line with us here for a few minutes. So, Mark, you were on with the morning show today from 9 until 10, and a half hour after that happened, this all goes down. Did you have any idea that this was on the way?
No, absolutely not. I don't think too many people would have anticipated this happening on June 30th here. I mean, we're not talking about a run-of-the-mill trade here. This is, I would probably label it as a blockbuster, right? You're looking at three big-time players in the NFL moving around here this late in the season, or at least late in the offseason is, yeah, but I don't think there's too many people anticipating this. And wow, you can go within a million different ways, man, of what this means and how it's going to work out here. But I do think if you look at the grand scheme of things here, they're probably better than they were right now than they were at 12:30. Not, maybe not by much, but I think they're better.
Did something happen with Minkah Fitzpatrick? Like, was there a conversation that was had where he didn't care for how he was being utilized? I mean, that's what got him into like sour territory when he was first in Miami before he got traded here. So did something like that happen for them to say, you know what, we'll trade him?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everything, he was at every OTAs, every mini camp, work long, spoke, I said, when he did talk, he said everything right. I didn't feel any, you know, anger or ill will towards the team whatsoever where he would go up and to be able to ask for a trade. I think the Steelers wanted to add to their defensive back cornerback room, and they targeted a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who's, you know, still a pretty significant player in the NFL. And maybe what that took was Minkah and the Jonnu Smith. If you're going to get Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, you're going to have to give us Minkah Fitzpatrick, especially with the salary involved too, Donnie. I mean, both of them are making significant money. So I think it was a lot that they probably felt that Minkah's time here was limited, which I say is maybe they wouldn't have extended him past this year. Maybe they made that decision and they decided to move on in that way whatsoever. But I didn't see any ill will or anything. There were some issues last year. We do remember that. of where there's a lot of stuff happening in the secondary, a lot of bickering, mm-hmm. and a lot of people pointing towards 39 as some of the problems. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think they felt that in order to get Jonnu Smith, who is probably a better receiver than anything that's still out there, free agent-wise or trading-wise, and to be able to get the level of cornerback that they have in Jalen Ramsey, that they were going to have to give up a significant piece of their team, and I think that's how it went down.
Now, how do you think they plan on utilizing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. now in this thing? Because they get rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick, Juan Thornhill for the time being would step in there. But can any of those corners, I guess more so Slay or Ramsey, can either of those guys bump back and play safety?
Yeah, they do believe that they look at Jalen Ramsey as a potential slot guy, but maybe not every single snap. It's basically going to be, you know, 3 for 2, you know. And they're not going to move on from Joey Porter or right. Darius Slay, but they're going to mix and match a lot of those guys. I know they view Jalen Ramsey as a guy who can potentially play some safety as well. Guy could play the slot, guy could play the outside as well. So he's not just a one-trick pony as well, but that's a place that you needed. I mean, we all pointed at that position. If there's one thing you were a little bit, furious about how it was going to work out, was defensive back. So be able to get a guy like Ramsey, and he's going to play. I mean, there is no more 3-4 defenses anymore, Donnie, for the most part.
Right.
It's all specialties. And if you can give Beanie Bishop some time off or move him around a little bit, you can be able to do that. There's just a lot of options there as well. But they believe he can play multiple positions, and that's why they can bring him in. He's not going to just say, okay, he's replacing Darius Slay. That's just not good. Or Joey Porter. That's just not going to happen. But he's going to play. I mean, $26 million or whatever he's getting paid, he's playing. He's going to play a lot.
Right. And with the move to acquire Jonnu Smith, now we had texted each other back and forth a few times when those first reports came out, a month or so ago, Mark. Adam Schefter put out there how that there were rumors of the Steelers having interest in Jonnu Smith, and you kind of indicated it's probably just an agent play here from Smith's guy. I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into it. It ends up finally happening. You know, the Dolphins weren't paying him. He finds a home here. He gets a raise now in Pittsburgh. How did that come to be from what you know, and then how do they plan on utilizing his talents?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't very interested in the Jonnu Smith, whatever, one-for-one trade. But if you had to be able to pull off the rest of this trade by doing that, then they were more than willing to revisit that. So that's how that came up. Plus, I mean, it was all about him getting paid as well, Jonnu Smith. And if Miami would have offered him anywhere near a raise like that, he'd probably still be in Miami. But it's going to be interesting how they use him. I was just recently told that they're going to use him in the multiple positions. He's just not a tight end. They don't view him as a tight end. They view him as tight end capable, a guy that can split out and be a receiver type routes. And the one that shocked me was they can use him as fullback too. I'm not quite sure where that is going to come in at here, but that position was thrown out there as Jonnu Smith playing. I'm guessing it's some sort of hybrid fullback, H-back type of situations in specific scenarios as well, but they're not just going to use him as an end-of-the-line tight end, or it's not going to be like, oh my goodness, we got 4 tight ends now, what are we going to do? They think he's talented enough and has tape enough on him that he can play more of a receiver-like role. Where now, the big thing is Arthur Smith now has to grab all these pieces and fit them into a puzzle that works, and he got a bunch of different pieces. I mean, just new ones with Jonnu Smith, Kenny Gainwell, Metcalf. I mean, the Warrens, Aaron Rodgers. You got to now somehow find a way for this all to mesh. I think the onus now is on the offensive coordinator to figure this out. It's up to him now because I think they got enough pieces.
Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show. Mark, we know you got to run, but we appreciate you hopping on here for a few minutes to break things down. Thank you.
All right, Donnie, take it easy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There we go. So we do get Kaboom on here. I don't know if he's already hopped on the McAfee Show or not. Maybe he'll do that in a little bit. We're going to have Brian Batko join us in a few as well. But we'll keep taking more of your calls at 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go to Scott in Upper St. Clair. What's going on, Scott? Oh, we lost Scott. The moment I clicked on him, he left us.
Man.
Cheerios in McKeesport. What's going on?
Cheerio. What's going on? How you doing?
Good, good. How you feel about it?
Pissed. I'm honestly pissed. Like, I would have, what Will said, I would have liked it if we could have at least held off with Pickens and traded him with Minka for Ramsey and Tyreek. Honestly, got rid of Minka. I feel like that was dumb. I feel like he's going to go off this year, but that's just my personal opinion. The Janu effect of it all, we'll see how it goes. I don't honestly believe anybody can ever truly really replicate what New England did with those two tight ends. Those were both two bona fide Hall of Famers, God rest that killer soul. But they were two bona fide Hall of Fame tight ends. So that's going to be hard to replicate. Watching Janu's highlight tapes right now, not bad, not bad. Would have preferred if we could have got another receiver. But we'll see what we can do. Ramsey coming in is going to be great. Maybe we can go get Justin Simmons to tighten this up because Juan Thornhill, love the guy. He's a thumper, but we already got a thumper in Deshaun. We need a cover takeaway guy on that back end because with Ramsey, Darius, Joey Porter, they're going to lock it down.
Thank you, Cheerio. I appreciate the call. I mean, Doran Dickerson put out there that he does not think the Steelers are done. I don't know what Doran knows. I don't know what that would mean on which side of the ball, at which position. But they have certainly made things very exciting these last couple of off seasons. They have done some very un-Steeler-like things. And it all seemed to start when they went after Russell Wilson and went after Justin Fields. Those are things we would not have seen in the past. Then they trade for DK Metcalf. They wait around and sign Aaron Rodgers. They make this trade here, which I will stand on and say is the most stunning in Steelers history. 412-928-9370. Dustin is on the fan. What's going on, Dustin?
Hey, guys. Just real quick, I'll ask you who won the trade, and then I'm going to get off of here. But, yeah, in reality, who do you guys think won the trade? So I'll hang up and I'll listen.
I appreciate the call there. I mean, I think the Steelers did win out here. Just the way that they were using Minkah Fitzpatrick last season, I did not care for it. I loved him in this defense his first couple of seasons here, but last year the man was not a factor on the defense. And you add Jalen Ramsey, who is coming off a pretty good season. You add Jonnu Smith, who is coming off his best season. Now, I will admit that Jonnu Smith was more of a beneficiary of the Tua injury than really anybody else. He saw a career high in targets by a mile. He saw a career high in receptions by a mile and in yards and touchdowns. Across the board, he had his best season, far and away. 88 grabs, 884 yards, 8 touchdowns. He was a Pro Bowl player in his 8th season, his only one with Miami. Now, he also has a tie-in to Arthur Smith. That is worth noting. The first 4 years of his career, he did spend in Tennessee with Smith. So he never caught for more than 500 yards in that offense. And, you know, he did have 8 touchdowns back in 2020. But he has a relationship with Arthur Smith, and you hope that they can build on what they just had happen to him in Miami. The year he just had in Miami, you build from that. And you have another viable target on offense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.